This is the Surrey Storm podcast.
Welcome to a brand new Surrey Storm podcast, and the team's shaping up pretty nicely, isn't it? Let's be honest, the big news so far is the return of peace to the Super League. Well, Tim Durans from BBC Surrey has been speaking to Mickey about her arrival.
First of all, it's hugely exciting now that the news is out there. I guess we've been sitting on it for a really long time, and to try and, you know, keep that under wraps and work through all of the different sort of mitigating factors there are to do with visas, travel restrictions, contract negotiations, et cetera, has been a bit of a minefield. So I guess now it sort of feels a bit like, oh, we can relax a little bit more now that the news has been shared. And I think for us, it's just such a big statement of intent. We are really planning on doing some really big things and good things across the league this year. And all of that starts with a really fantastic spearhead. And I'm really, really pleased to say that we have Peace Proskovia for that. You know, she's a world-class athlete, one of the world's best shooters in the game at the moment. And second to that, just one of the purest, nicest human beings you will ever meet. So also really excited to see what she brings to our team environment as well.
Well, absolutely. And that's great to hear. What about that? I've got to ask, you know, I assume it comes with a few shekels. There's a bit of money involved here. What about the financing to have a star like this as part of your lineup for the forthcoming season?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a fair comment to make. And Storm over the last few years, probably since the era of Rachel Dunn and Pamela Cookie being here, haven't really had the budget or the finances to be able to get a marquee player of Peace's standard. This year, I've sort of just put my neck on the line and we've gone for broke. You know, we needed to have a look at everything we did from last season on court, off court, and make some changes where necessary. So this was one of the changes that for us to move forward and to be better and to have a real foothold on the league was just a necessary evil. And as I say, a real statement of intent for this franchise. And in my opinion, probably the biggest sign in this franchise has had since Pamela Cookie signed from Bath. So that's a really big coup for us. And I know how much our fans are excited. So that's really important.
I've also got to ask, if you don't mind, does it then mean you got less for the rest of the squad, or have you managed to sort of negotiate that and work it out so you're still going to have a strong core squad alongside her?
Yeah, absolutely. That for us was again key and pivotal. You know, we play a team sport and the success of our team is based on everybody contributing, not just the success of one player. So yeah, it was really important that we recognised we had a gap to fill in our shooting circle, but that wasn't the only place that we wanted to bolster across our squad. And also for me, retention was really important. We had some fantastic standout achievements from individual players last year that I really wanted to be rewarded into this year as well. And I also don't want to chop and change the squad massively year to year. I don't think that helps. So I'm really pleased to say that we retained over 75 to 80% of our squad from last year, which keeps that continuity going, which is fantastic, with also a couple of newbies chucked into the mix. So I think Peace was our seventh announcement, maybe. I'm right in saying now. So yeah, we've got a fair few more to go, but all of that will be coming in the next couple of weeks.
What are the qualities of a good goal scorer, and how does Peace match those and perhaps, you know, exceed a lot of those qualities? What are you looking from that role particularly?
Yeah, I think personally, you have to have a really great ability to absorb pressure. You have to have the ability to be really strong and stand up in really key moments. And someone that everybody else on your team is going to look to in those pivotal moments for you to want the ball and take that pressure off of everybody else. And I think Peace is a proven product in doing that for her country, you know, internationally at Uganda, at Commonwealth Games, at Netball World Cup. She was a stalwart of the league when she was here for 3 years for Loughborough Lightning. She was one of the best shooters the league had. She won Players Player and Player of the Year for the league. And so much so that she's now been applying her trade against the best defenders in the world over in Suncorp Super Netball for Sunshine Coast Lightning. So yeah, we're looking forward to her bringing her strength, her stature. We're looking forward to her bringing her accuracy, and as I say, that ability to really absorb pressure in key moments is what separates the good from the great.
With all due respect to the players you've had since you arrived as director, I know you've been there as a player before that, but to have a player of this quality, it gives you a nice tool for next season. It's nice for you to have that to play with and to play with, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's key for everyone. You know, when I told the players I can't tell you how excited they was, not just for the props that we get externally, but for the fact that they get to train with this incredible goal shooter. Defenders get to compete against her on a weekly basis. So, you know, high caliber players makes for a really high caliber training environment, and that element of competition is going to also level up the current players that we already have, you know, whether they're competing directly against Peace or playing alongside her. For all of us, it's just going to make our netball IQ level go up a little bit. So, yeah, I know the girls are super excited. I am definitely really excited. It obviously was really well received across, you know, our socials today as well, which was fantastic. And we're really pleased about that. And I think after the year or 2 years that everybody's been through the last couple of seasons, it was just nice to bring some good news to our Storm fans.
Well, I was going to finish with them, absolutely, because, you know, your performances or the results weren't great last season. It's a reward to the fans that they'll like that. It has a sort of a Cristiano Ronaldo feel to me a little bit, doesn't it? It's that sort of signing that just brings everyone together.
Yeah, definitely. As I say, like, I think it's just a massive statement of intent of what we want to do next year and where we want to get the franchise to. You know, that vision for us has never changed in-house. It, you know, it's been a rocky road, and certainly last year was really difficult to find results on court. But as I say, we've had a really long, hard look at every facet of our environment, whether that's on court or off court. And, you know, I've been really adamant to make changes where necessary. Peace is just the start of that. So we're really excited to get going. And as I say, I think it's a real big boost for our fans to know that eventually when tickets can go on sale, they get the opportunity to come to Surrey Sports Park now and watch Peace run out in the Duckhead Blue. And yeah, hopefully for us, you know, we're going to get a really long pre-season to work together to build some connections and hopefully cause some major damage in this league in 2022.
Thanks as always for your support. Remember, stay in touch. Everything at Storm, surreystormnetball.co.uk. And if you fancy more netball news on a wider stage, our sister podcast is the netballshow.co.uk.
This is the Surrey Storm podcast.